at the outset of the call for the media members on the call. If you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad and we'll get those in as soon as we can. We're joined on the call this morning by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations on the playoff berth, and certainly an exciting way to do it with a 41-10 win over your rival Delaware last Saturday. Before we look ahead to the playoffs, go back and tell me what impressed you about your team's effort in the victory over Delaware.
Well, we know that game is a rough, tough game and a rivalry game. So you, no matter what your record is going into that game, it's going to be a difficult task. So, you know, we went out on a 14-0 lead, which was important. I wanted to get the lead early, you know, knowing that Delaware, you know, has been struggling. And, you know, they closed the gap quickly, and then we scored again, and all of a sudden, you know, we were in control of the game. It was a beautiful weather day when we started, and then the second half got very blustery and windy, maybe 30-35 mile an hour winds. So we played very well defensively. I felt like we were in control the whole game. They really had trouble throwing the ball, and you know, we loaded up on the run pretty good. So offensively, you know, Zach Bednarczyk was really hot. He threw four touchdown passes, and we had a running game going. So, you know, when you get the running game going, the passing game's going to open up for you. So, you know, real good game in a rivalry game. I just felt like it's maybe the best we've played all year, and certainly we've been trying to coax this team into a position where we could look at them and go, okay, body of work, this is a true playoff team who can make some noise in the playoffs. I mean, I feel like we're a dangerous team to play in the playoffs.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for Coach Talley this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I know there were some frustrations in that JMU game with the offense, but to come out, like you said, 472 yards on the day, and Zach with all four of those TD throws in the first half, the ground game got going. How important was it to get that side of the ball? Because your defense has been outstanding all year long. How important heading into the playoffs to get the offensive side rolling like that?
Well, we sure wanted to come up with an offensive attack that could support our terrific defense, and we were able to really ask a lot of our offensive line kids to give us a game up front. Our running back core has been strong. We have a real young freshman group of receivers. We had a young man who had a great game for us, a true freshman, Changa Hodge. He made a spectacular catch in the end zone on a real long pass play, and then proceeded to make two or three great grabs. So that really, that receiver core has been critical for us, and they're growing up as we are watching them. So they're not freshmen anymore, and I think that's really, really helpful at this point. So I think with a running attack and some receivers we can count on, you know, we're feeling comfortable. Plus we get Alex Padovani, one of our starting wideouts who's been out for 3 weeks. He'll be back this week as well. So I think we'll be well established in a receiving core.
You certainly have plenty of experience going through these playoffs, having won a national championship. What are some of the keys for this team and maybe just teams in general to have success in this tournament of the FCS playoffs?
Well, I think you've got to be able to play well on the road, and I think that's a real important ingredient. And you've got to be able, I think that's where the CAA gives all of us a great advantage, because we've all played in some bad places to be when you're away from home. And I think that fighting through the challenges of a tough league really help all of us, you know, in a playoff setting. So I think that's critical. Obviously, you've got to be healthy. And we have the same 22 guys that started the season against Pittsburgh starting against St. Francis. And that's really, really important, I think, the health-wise of your team. You know, I'm concerned that JMU has lost their quarterback and Richmond has lost their quarterback. That's hard. that's really difficult. And so I hope those guys, are able to get that right. So staying healthy is very, very critical. And then just the ability to adjust to the style of the team that you're playing, because every team you're playing in the playoffs is a winning team. They all have a formula to win games late. No matter how far you're ahead, it's never enough. And teams have the comeback ability. Every single team in the playoff has that comeback ability, or they wouldn't be in the playoff.
Speaking of that, you play a St. Francis team that, as you mentioned, won a conference championship. A team that statistically is very strong defensively. I know it's early in the week, but if you've had a chance to look at St. Francis some, what do you know about them, and what are some of the keys going to be for your team in that game?
Well, we don't know a whole lot right now. We're trying to look as much tape as we possibly can. I think the NEC is a league that's really improved dramatically, and their win over Duquesne. We know the people at Duquesne. I have a lot of respect for them, and they beat them. And from what I can tell, they're an extremely physical football team with a lot of size. I mean, they've got CAA size. I mean, all their O-line guys are in the 300 category. Their quarterback, is a real good player. I like him. They have a terrific running back. From what I can tell, they're a rough and ready bunch. I know where their school is, and I know I coached at St. Lawrence back in the day, and we were up in the mountains, and we didn't feel like a lot of people gave us a lot of respect. So when we came down out of the mountains and played along the New York Thruway, man, we had a chip on our shoulder and wanted to prove ourselves. So I think that I think St. Francis is that kind of a team. I think they're a real tough bunch, and we know we're going to be in for a physical encounter.
St. Francis played a couple of close games against fellow CAA members this year in Towson and Albany. Does that make any difference at all to you? Does that help you at all, being able to see them against teams that maybe you know a little better in the conference?
Yeah, we've watched those tapes, and I remember during the year watching St. Francis line up and go like, who are these guys? Man, they're good. And they're playing toe-to-toe with Towson, toe-to-toe with Albany. Just really impressive. And so, and they went out to Montana as well and played extremely well in Montana. So they're not awed by Villanova. I can tell you that right now. I mean, they've played three really outstanding teams out of league, a national power in Montana, and certainly two terrific teams in our league. So they're very, very battle-tested.
All right, we've got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, possibly.
Your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, Coach Andy, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk about you got yourself a home playoff game, like you were talking on Saturday. So what's it like having a home playoff game? Hopefully this is not the final one. Hopefully you can keep having more home games to get to the final, the final four. So what's it like having a home playoff game for you?
Well, in the past, the experience is awesome. We've had a great record in the playoffs when we do play at home. And, of course, the last game that we played here was JMU, and I thought that would possibly be my last home game ever at Villanova. And now, all of a sudden, we have a playoff game. So it's pretty nice to go back into our locker room and our stadium and the confines of Villanova Stadium, where I've spent 32 years. And, it's very rewarding for me to have one more game on home turf.
And talk about St. Francis. You were talking about them 5 minutes ago. They're a team that, played against Towson really good. They played against Albany. What do you see that might give you a problem on Saturday?
Well, number one, their size. They're a big physical team, and they run extremely well. And I think that, coming into our game, this is their first playoff experience. I'm pretty sure of that, and I know that they'll be sky high. So you're going to have a very emotional team coming into our stadium. That is, emotion can carry you a long way in the playoffs. I know that they want to prove themselves for sure, and they certainly have themselves. Obviously, you take a game in Montana, and then you're playing two CAA teams on your schedule. You're a pretty pretty heady group ready to play football. So I'm concerned about that. They have a lot of team speed. I'm hoping that we can match up with them early on.
Well, I want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Same to you.
And is Austin happy with you?
I'm sorry, would you say that again?
I'm sorry, yeah, we bled over. I didn't know. I know we're going to be joined by Austin Cleto here shortly. Is Austin there with you, or is he calling in separately?
No, he's right here. He's ready to go.
Okay, well, let's, good luck to your team on Saturday. Hopefully we'll talk again next week, and if you can put Austin on the line, we'll talk to him here.
Great, thank you very much.
All right, thank
Here's
you,
Austin.
Coach.